Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. A new public art installation coming to Salt Lake City invites passersby to tickle the ivories. 10 pianos embellished by local artists will be placed throughout downtown as part of Play Me, I'm Yours, an art project which has put more than 500 pianos in 22 cities around the globe. Today on the program, the artist behind the movement, Luke Jerram, joins us to talk about music, community, and conversation. Luke joins me in studio. Luke, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Luke Jerram is a British-born artist whose multidisciplinary practice involves the creation of sculptures, installations, and live art projects. He is in Salt Lake City to launch Salt Lake City's edition of Play Me, I'm Yours. And the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art will present Play Me, I'm Yours at 10 sidewalk sites starting in this Friday, June 15th, and running through June 30th. There's more information on our website, kcpw.org. But if you'd like to join us, if you passed a piano in a public space, how would you react? Give us a call, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Luke Jerram, what's the idea behind Play Me, I'm Yours?
Well, I suppose the idea is to provide an opportunity for the public to express themselves and kind of claim ownership of the streets. So the pianos will be on the street, yeah, for 2 weeks, and they'll be there for anyone to play. Local artists have decorated them, so they'll be standing out, and they look pretty cool. And then on the front of the piano are the words "Play Me, I'm Yours," which is a sort of instruction, I suppose, and an invitation for the public to engage with the pianos. And
where did this idea come from?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. The idea came from visiting my local laundromat. And I noticed I'd see the same people there every weekend, you know, waiting for their washing to be cleaned. But no one was talking with one another. So, you know, I thought by putting a piano into that location, it would act as a kind of catalyst for conversation to get people talking.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah. No, it really has worked. And so, yeah, I've installed something like 500 pianos now in 24 different cities right around the world. And there's been some amazing stories. We find there's people out there who can play piano, but they don't have access to a piano to play. So the pianos are good for those people. But also give people, strangers giving each other piano lessons. In fact, there were two journalists who met for the first time, who were writing about the project. And they met over a piano and they fell in love and they invited me to their wedding.
Oh,
that's quite
wow.
Fun. Yeah. And another two strangers, you know, they gave each other piano lessons at, I think, Liverpool Street Station. And they didn't invite me to their wedding. They invited the piano to the wedding. That was quite fun as well.
the power of music, I suppose. Your sculptural work deals a lot with glass, with light. But music does feature prominently in a lot of your work. And Play Me, I'm Yours is not the only public installation where you've incorporated music. Maybe you can describe a couple of other pieces that you've worked on, the 21 Piano Nocturne in London. Tell us about that project.
Oh, yeah. No, I do a whole range of things. I mean, to launch the street piano project in London, yeah, we put all the pianos in a big circle, and I work with a composer to write a piece of music for 21 pianos to be played all at the same time. But I do a whole range of sort of large-scale and small-scale artworks. So I've designed this giant acoustic wind pavilion that sings in the wind, weighs 10 tons, and I've managed to tour it around the UK. It's looking for a home, actually, and it would be good to have it here.
But we'd love it.
It's yours. Sold. I've also made my girlfriend's engagement ring, and it's got my voice etched onto the outside like a phonograph, and my proposal. So you can play back this miniature sort of ring on a miniature record player that I made.
I do
a whole
fantastic.
Yeah, and the wedding ring I made projects portraits of us and our kids. So I do a whole range of things, from big things to small stuff.
Another installation that explores, you know, this intersection between art and music is called Sky Orchestra or Sky Orchestration.
Yeah, the Sky Orchestra. Yeah, we I work with a sleep psychologist and a composer to develop music to affect people's dreams. And then we strap big speakers onto hot air balloons and fly over cities in the early morning, sort of, and it creates this giant surround sound experience. It's really fun. And we flew over London for the Olympics, and we've launched the Sydney Festival, and we've flown into Switzerland and Stratford-upon-Avon. Oh, it's a lot of fun. And again, it would be nice to have it here, I think.
Well, bring it on. We're speaking with Luke Jerram. He is a British-born artist, and his installation, Play Me, I'm Yours, will be debuting on Friday, courtesy of the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Back to Play Me, I'm Yours. Describe some of the instruments, the pianos that will be used in the Salt Lake City installation.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, all the pianos have been donated, and we've got a really good piano removal team on board who've supported the project. Tomorrow morning we're going to be driving around and installing them right around mainly the downtown area. There'll be 10 pianos there. So people are invited to sort of walk from one piano to another on a giant kind of marathon tour, but also document their experiences by taking photographs and filming one another. And they can upload all those films and photos onto slcstreetpianos.com. And that will act as the website will act as a sort of legacy for the project. And on that website, there's also a map of where they all are as well that people can print off and take with them.
Are you hoping that people follow the map or come upon the pianos randomly?
Oh, it'll be both. It'll be both. Yeah, it'll be some people who won't, you know, have heard about the project and they'll just stumble across a piano. And it works in all sorts of wonderful ways. In Sao Paulo, we came across I put a piano in the train station, and I came across a mother and a daughter. And the mother had worked as a cleaner for 4 years to be able to send her daughter to piano lessons on the other side of the city. But over in Brazil, a piano costs like a year's wages. So they didn't have a piano to play. And after 4 years of working as a cleaner, this was the first time that she ever heard her daughter play the piano. And they came across this piano, and the daughter sat down and played beautiful piano for her mother, who cried, you know. And it's been wonderful. And the train station have loved it so much. They've kept that piano. It's been there for 4 years now. And they've bought pianos and put them all in all the other train stations around Sao Paulo.
That's a beautiful story. The local artists that you have enlisted their help to decorate these pianos here, who are they and how did you choose?
That is a good point. I'm not entirely sure. Each piano has been decorated by a local artist, and they've done a really fantastic job. I've seen the pianos, they look great. So there's painting, and I think we've got a community group, a school kids, they've put spots on theirs, and it's really fun. Graffiti artists, hopefully they'll all be signed, so you should be able to see that. But what we'll have to do, I think, hopefully on the website, there'll be a list of all the artists that have taken part. So, and we're really grateful for all the work they've put in, and the pianos look fantastic.
How did you decide where to put them? You said you put one in a train station. Are you looking for the most public spaces you can find, or some that are a little bit out of the way?
Yeah, a kind of variety of that, I suppose. We're looking for places where people occupy those spaces. So, yeah, train stations and bus stations and places like that. But where people occupy the space, and sometimes we put them in places where there's good acoustics or where there's good views, or hidden places that the public don't generally find, you know, or go to. But most of the pianos here in Salt Lake City are in a downtown area, so people can walk from one piano to another and have a really fun time. Mm-hmm. The pianos will be open all day, so people can come out of the bar and they'll be able to, after a few drinks, you know, perhaps they'll feel a bit more confident, I suppose, to express themselves. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you find that people play all days, all times of the day and night? I mean, and are the kinds of songs that you hear throughout the day different from morning to evening?
I mean, you never know. When someone sits down, you've got no idea whether they're going to be playing chopsticks or whether they're going to be playing the most amazing sort of Chopin. You know, we've had 12-year-old kids playing the most amazing Chopin, uploading their films onto the website, and the whole film going kind of viral right around the world.
And that's kind of what you're going for, right?
Yeah, and bands making music videos. You know, this is an opportunity for students and for bands to express themselves and promote themselves, I suppose.
Play Me, I'm Yours. It debuts this Friday, June 15th, and it will be on the streets of Salt Lake City through June 30th. Luke Jerram, the mastermind behind the project, as well as the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art. There's more information at utahmoca.org or links on our website, kcpw.org. Luke Jerram, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks very much.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. music. Tomorrow, street parking downtown with Jeff Robinson. Hope you'll join us for that. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.